What's going on, people? It's your boy Corey and my man Mr. Kirk.
What's up?
And welcome back to Schemes Come True, people. What will you do tomorrow? What will you do today to achieve your creative schemes? I'm Corey, that's Kirk, and we're back, baby. Well, I'm back.
You're back. Back in the saddle.
From vacation. Yeah, you wait, what? Back in the saddle. Yeah. Yeah, cowboy. But but I'm back in the saddle. I want to apologize up front for all the story content. It may have been a little bit too much. But it's been a while since I've been on vacation. And I've never been to Vegas, so I just had to take as many stories and photos as possible. So if I got a little bit too much and too crazy or off topic, I do apologize for that. I was just excited. But but I do want to post up some of the art stuff that I did get to capture, some of the other art stuff I got to capture, and saw some like rare stuff that I'd actually seen before, but that not many people have got to enjoy before. Just to drop a hint, because I know that sometimes I'll speak very mysteriously and Kirk will make faces like that, but if anyone has ever got the chance to see the Dr. Seuss collection of I want to say that some of them paintings and then other ones are sculptures as well. One of my first times like kind of being living in Austin, I happened upon a Seuss installation with like sculptures. And I didn't know there were like sculptures made of like very wacky and interesting, like kind of animal cartoon characters. And it happened to be also at this very, very cool place called the Animazing Gallery. They had like two galleries in one of the hotels. I believe it was the Venetian. And I was just like, oh, sweet. I'm like, you know, cool art gallery. Let me go inside. This is what we're about. And happened to find some like pencil drawings of like Tom and Jerry and like Bugs Bunny and like just like all sorts of like classic kind of cartoon stuff that were going up for lots of dollars. And then I got turned on to a new artist that makes like kind of like fantasy children's book kind of illustrations as well. But I know I'm kind of jumping around and all that, but it was just very exciting to see. And I will be posting those up for you guys to take a look at and get turned on to. But yes, back from Vegas. Huh?
Anyways.
Either way.
Who's saying you're posting too much?
I don't know. I felt like I was maybe like
social media officer.
One of them. I think we only have one.
Sheriff Butterscotch and the Schemes Come True copter.
He had said something, but not so much of like too much. It was more of like, it was kind of like lifestyle stuff, which I'm like, oh yeah, you're right. Like it is kind of like more lifestyle gram kind of thing. But I'd say this, anybody that has not been to Vegas, like it is very, very artsy in the way that things are just out there. Like the buildings are just very beautiful, and inside they're very detailed and all that. Like the architecture is crazy. The art inside the buildings are crazy. It's a very, very inspiring place for sure. It's very crazy as well in the sense of like, you know, entertainment capital, but it's just beautiful. It's very beautiful to look at for sure. So
what you're telling me is life is beautiful in Vegas. No?
You already know the answer to that. Why'd you ask me something like that, man? You know, that makes me upset, but not really.
Because you're wearing the shirt.
I am wearing the shirt as well. Life is beautiful. You guys can't see it, but I don't want to raise my shirt up too much because, you know, I got some merch, guys. They sold me. I know. Corey's a sellout. I get it. That's fair. But it's a cool place. It's a very cool place. I encourage anybody to go out there, make sure you got some cash on you, more than some cash on you, and just check it out. Even if you're not going to gamble and whatever like that, it's just, there's all sorts of cool and fun things to do. So, yeah. And one of those cool and fun things was Meow Wolf at Area 15, at least where I was at. That was very fun. And we were going to do a little bit of a show on it when I was on vacation.
Hold on just a second, Corey. I'm getting a getting a note from our producer.
Yeah.
That last segment was paid for by the Las Vegas Tourism Board. As what happens in State Vegas gets posted on the Schemes Come True story. That's what they're saying. I think that's the tagline.
Yes. Yeah.
But back to the show.
Very good. Very good.
It's called seamless ad integration.
You know what? You got me there. I was like, just poster boy for Vegas right now.
We're back with Mr. Vegas, Corey Crossdale.
Yes. Good Lord. But no. So we're going to do a little bit of a show after my experience on my birthday with Meow Wolf. But the thing is, Mr. Kirk also went to Meow Wolf on his birthday. And so now we're going to discuss a little bit of what we saw and just the experience overall.
Yeah, I think a couple of things here.
Yeah, go on. Sorry, I've talked way too much already.
We didn't go to the same Meow Wolf installation. Yours was, you went to the one in Vegas, which is called Omega Mart. And then myself and the Butts, Mr. Seymour Butts, went to Convergence Station here in Denver.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for clearing that up, because I was, Yes. So I'd gone to Omega Mart. Kirk went to Convergence Station.
Yeah, buddy.
Do you want to discuss yours first? I've already talked like way too much.
Sure. So, full disclosure, we did not get through all of Convergence Station yesterday. I feel like maybe we saw about half to two-thirds of it. If you're going to go visit, I would strongly recommend budgeting at least 2 hours to walk through there, because there's just so much to see. And there's a lot of stuff to do that you could easily spend the whole day there and not, do and see everything that there is to do. But the idea is that it's a nexus of different dimensions. And there is this whole memory theme to it that I think kind of weaves through the story of that place that unfortunately we didn't get the time to really dive into. We're too busy just being overwhelmed by all of the crazy installations.
Yeah.
And just trying to navigate through the crowd of people that were also, overwhelmed by all the installations. Unfortunately, we did not get to the room where Cal Duran had his pieces. So we're definitely going to have to go back, because I want to see everything.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing, I should say up top, I fucked up royally by dragging my feet on applying to work there.
Oh,
because
they had it out there?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It was out there in July, and it was I saw it go up, and I was I got a little bit of time. It was gone. The jobs were closed within a week. I felt pretty stupid, because there's some really cool opportunities there that I would have loved to have been a part of. Maybe down the line if they start hiring again. But yeah, they have people that operate as denizens of the worlds that you visit, which is super cool. And at first you're because I don't know how it was in Vegas, but here in Denver especially, you get some wild outfit choices on the patrons. Lots of cat ears, there was a crown at one point, lots of flashy jewelry and baggy pants. And it's kind of, you get a little bit of that steampunky fantasy I did too much ketamine at Pretty Lights kind of vibe. So at first, when you see a person in a ghillie suit and a sun hat, and they're just like standing, staring into space and sketching a little bit, it can sometimes be hard to tell if they're just a regular old Denverite or if they're a resident of Meowwolf.
Right.
When you start to see the acolytes of the Crystal Temple with their glowing little crystal wands, you're like, still most likely Meowwolf, but still could just be Denver people.
Could be, but, yeah.
I don't know. It was pretty cool. And that, like, just the sheer variety in that space was awesome. So
yeah.
You'll have to come visit. We'll have to go.
Yeah. No, I saw because Facebook was, clearly listening as they always do at all times. And it was showing me some photos from the Las Vegas one, and then photos from the Denver one as well. And so I got to see a few of the images there, and I'm like, oh, those look really cool. And Convergent Station, what's that all about? But yeah. I'd definitely like to check it out for sure, just to see the differences and see some of those outrageous costumes that you were just talking about. Yeah, but on the other side, so I was at the Omega Mart, which was, first off, I really didn't know what I was getting into. I just knew it was something that that Mr. Kirk has talked about a little bit. I didn't know that Meowwolf had anything to do with Omega Mart, so I was just like, oh yeah, we're gonna go to that Meowwolf thing, and I'm like, oh, the Omega Mart, and I'm just like, huh? I got so confused. I wasn't as familiar with them involving with each other. So when I got there, I was like, oh, Meowwolf. And then we got inside, and I'm like, what's this grocery store doing here? So we go inside, we're walking through, and I start to read some of the labels on things, and I'm just like, oh, okay, oh, that's clever. I'm like, okay, that's neat, that's interesting. And walking through, and I'm like, this produce looks a little funny, and and this meat looks definitely very funny. And then and then someone had popped out of the freezer refrigerated compartment, and I'm just like, there's a little bit more here. So then there's a whole hallway, and I'm like, well, I gotta go inside. And so I did, and it led to just an office space. There are these hand-drawn letters arranged in order of year and all that stuff. And I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm like, there's a whole story here, behind what's happening. And I was very into it. I wanted to kind of go from room to room and figure out what was lining up or what had been mentioned before, and kind of dig a little bit deeper. And there were videos and all sorts of things that were kind of putting the pieces together to find out what the Omega Mart is all about. And so it was it was incredible. I had not expected that whatsoever, and I was very pleasantly surprised. And it's for all ages and all that stuff. So I'd say if anybody's in the Las Vegas area or in the Denver area, go check out those installations. A lot of hard work and just a lot of storytelling there. And
The sheer amount of planning that goes into as you're walking through there, there's the physical art and stuff that you can interact with, but then just thinking about lighting.
Lighting
and the soundtrack, and every little area felt like in that place had a different, the lighting was a little bit different. There was a soundtrack. There was a point where we were walking and there was a 3 foot high cutout in this tree. Mm-hmm. And I could see that there was stuff in there, and it's like, eh, whatever. And Seymour Butts went in, and she was like, you got to check this out. So I waited, she popped out, And so you like bend down and then you stand up and you're inside the tree trunk and you can't hear what's going on outside anymore. It's its own soundtrack.
Oh, wow.
And there are all these little tiny dioramas built into the inside of the tree trunk. So it's like you've moved into this separate area, like this separate world.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just, you know, separated from everybody else by a couple inches of plastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. So yeah, just like the amount of planning that went into that stuff. And it's overwhelming. It's beautiful. It's fucking inspiring.
It really is. I mean, that was definitely one of the highlights of the trip for me. It's just like, wow. Like, it's been making me kind of think of some different ways to, you know, push my art and all that stuff. And, you know, I've just been kind of, we've been, you know, thinking of the new programming that we'll go forward with the podcast, and just like, you know, as our team here. But I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh man, you know, how can I like even, you know, push my art even more and like kind of make it like really say something, or you know, think outside the box a little bit more with some of the things that you can do with art and stuff. And I thought that, you know, an installation like that, you know, like Mr. Perkins said, brings almost everything together. It's sound, it's lighting, it's 3D sculpture, it's 2D, it's, you know, it's branding, it's, you know, it's everything. It's literally everything. Film in some instances, like we had some, like I said, there were some videos that they had like played from, one of the corporations that had to do with like the Omega Mart and all that stuff. So it's like, you know, it's incredible.
I mean, the sheer depth that they go to make the experience immersive is incredible. Like the company that like you can get a little credit card at Conversion Station that's supposedly like storing and trading your memories, and you can go around to kiosks and like swipe your card or touch your card to the screen and it activates different things. They have pay phones everywhere that like down to here's a list of numbers of different people that you can call on the fucking pay phone. Or training, you know, you see like training videos where the employees are all wearing like a uniform that would like belong to people at this place, you know, like in this station. Even the fucking janitor's closets are labeled with like alien language and shit like that. So it's incredible the amount of thought and detail that's put into a project like that.
For sure. I could not help myself when it came to, because the thing is, in the store, you could like grab anything you wanted to, but you couldn't take it with you through the exhibit. So when I came back at the end, I decided to get myself, I got myself a couple things, but this is probably my favorite thing that I got. this, it's a Cherry Blitz, little spray bottle horse. It's very fun. I was looking at it and I'm just like, oh, that's kind of cute. And I'm like, I don't know though, should I get it? And then I remember it was my birthday. So I was just like, yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm like, I don't know why. It just, of all the things I looked at, I was just like, I'm getting that for sure. And I got myself a shirt. And then what I didn't realize though, is that they said, you know, we can, anything in the store that we could pick up, we can, you know, we could buy. And so I'm like, all right, cool. And then they gave us a coupon for like 10% off of the gift shop. And I'm just like, but isn't this the gift shop? And then we walk over and then there's the actual Meow Wolf shop. So I was like, oh, they got me with that one. But then I got like Meow Wolf shirt. I got a hat and all that stuff. I got some stickers. So, but I love the gear. Like this was something that was very unexpected. And I'm very, like, very happy with all of it, and I'll definitely go back to another one and future ones for sure.
Sort of related, and I think it just kind of talks about, or just kind of ties in with inspiration and world building and stuff like that. Listening to the KingCast this week, shout out to the KingCast. This section of the podcast is brought to you by the KingCast, a Fangoria Network podcast hosted by Scott Wampler and Eric Vespi. appearing at Fantastic Fest this weekend. Corey, go see them. Yes. We got so many sponsors this episode. We've really blown up in the last week.
Tagging it up.
Anyways.
It's almost like we're doing so.
They were talking about a book called The Drawing of the Three, which is the second book in the Dark Tower series. And they were, their guest this week was Matt Fraction, who is a comic book writer.
He's
written for DC and Marvel. No, Matt Fraction. His run of Hawkeye is being turned into the Hawkeye show on Disney Plus. He also wrote Casanova, which is one of my favorite comics. He's just he's an all-around excellent writer. And they were talking to him about if he had the opportunity, would he write a Dark Tower story? Because Marvel, for a while, was releasing Dark Tower comics.
Yes, yeah.
And
I do remember that.
They're like, after you've done reading the series, did you think you'd want to take a stab at it? And he's like, no. And, you know, they ask him why. He goes, no, when I read this, with all of the thought and all the world building and all the connections, he's like, it makes me want to go out and write my own version, like create my own Dark Tower. Mm-hmm. And that really, like, stuck with me, because you and I, we've talked a lot about projects that I've been working on and, like, different ideas and stuff like that. And that really, that kind of brought it home. Like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I've been trying to create my own Dark Tower, and then going to, like, Meow Wolf and leaving that place. And just all of the planning and detail and imagination that went into that place. Like, I want to make something like that.
Yeah. That's, it's funny because I think it was after I saw, after I went to the installation, this was at, obviously before you had gone, I had called you briefly, and I was just like, hey, I want to talk to you about the installation and all that stuff. And I had like a couple minutes, and I'm like, it was really cool, it was really great, and I got some ideas, and I'll talk to you later. And you're probably like, what the fuck is he even talking about?
Yeah.
But now you know. Yeah. I felt the exact same way. I was just like, all right, gears are turning. I mean, they had been turning the past couple of weeks to almost a month now. Mm-hmm. For our own stuff that we're getting back up and running. But after seeing something like that, I was just like, okay. Now, there's new. You know, you're almost thinking in new ways that you hadn't before. And, shows like that, I mean, those are catalysts for great ideas and people feeling like I can elevate this, or I'd love to make my own kind of thing like this and all that stuff. And I think, the more variety, the better.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that place does not happen without collaboration. And it's, I think, just coming back to Mr. Oldegas, that place would not have happened without all of those people. And it's just a testament to the amazing things that can be created when people work together and they bring their creative energy to bear. Not to get too, Crystal woo-woo, but they, Meow Wolf now in three different locations has basically conjured into existence another reality.
Yeah.
That, while you're there, that world feels real.
Oh, yeah.
So, that is, they're fucking magicians. They're warlocks.
Yeah. Straight up, Schmertens. Yeah. Nice. Just to kind of compare a little bit, think about, we're talking about a little bit, comic books and all that stuff. It's, these heroes only existed in comic books. And then we start to get movies, not great movies, but we get movies. And then people start to kind of build upon that, and then we have blockbusters, and we have people dressing up in costume and cosplay. Even one of the things that on the Vegas Strip was this Avengers or like Marvel installation as well, kind of like a Iron Man like Hall of Armors kind of thing, and like different interactive things that you could do as well. And it's just like, yeah, like you make it real, you know, for mm-hmm. the people. It's no longer just a printed page. It's now something that you can touch and experience. And, you know, people will come out in droves for that kind of thing, especially if you make it enticing and make it something that they can like grab onto and just be a part of. So,
it's just it's an experience. But so before I start rambling, you want to, if you want to get in touch with those people, you want to talk Meowwolf, you want to talk to Mr. Vegas, Corey Crosdale, hit us up on Instagram at Schemes Come True Network. You can check out our stories there. Sounds like there'll be some more content from the Vegas trip going up on there soon. And if you're looking to help us keep the lights on, pay for some trips to Meow Wolf, and all the other fun things that happen over here at the Schemes Come True Network, head on over to our Patreon. That's patreon.com/schemescometrue. Sign up. There's all sorts of bonus content over there. There's a bunch of Samurai Pizza Cat stuff, Cowboy Bebop, Craigslist Adventures. Plus you get your name, you get your name read at the end of the podcast. You're in the show notes. Just go on over there and kick us a few bucks if you feel so inclined.
Just a couple dollars if you could.
Just a couple of shekels.
Some Shemoleons or something.
That's right. Shemoleons.
Simoleons or whatever it is.
Simoleons, yes.
Some Drachmars, I don't know.
Drachmars?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
All right, we got to cut the
feed. Cut the feed.
Wait. We got to shout out to Patreon.
As always, again, head over to patreon.com/schemescometrue. You can hear your name at the end of the episode along with these fine, beautiful, handsome, intelligent, and upstanding individuals. Yes. Peter B. Sean J. Seymour Butts.
The Butts.
Barton Creative.
Barty.
Cam the Young Jun G.
Cam Young Jun. Congratulations again.
Congratulations. The Wizard of Rochester, and more of a techno wizard, I would say. Or technical wizard of Rochester. And purveyor of all things that can be nailed to a telephone pole, Mr. Jake.
Mr. Jake.
And our anonymous female benefactor who continues to want to remain anonymous, but is probably telling people that she's the anonymous benefactor.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm the benefactor.
And thank you to Ted Danson. No, that's a curb joke. Anyways, let's get out of here.
You told me that last week, so I get it now.
Shit. I'm going to make you watch that sometime. All right.
I know.
We'll talk to you next week, people. Thanks for hanging out with us.
See you guys. Bye.